From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, has been charged with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier role as a lobbyist on behalf of the Ukrainian government. A business associate at Gates was also indicted. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the charges coming out of an investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into allegations of Russian involvement into last year's elections do not involve the White House.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election.
Mueller also disclosed that the former Trump foreign affairs advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents in January about contacts with people who allegedly had close connections to senior Russian officials. Israel blew up a tunnel being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza Monday, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty and believes there are other tunnels under construction. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned such activity will not be tolerated. The United Nations aid workers say they found another tunnel under one of its schools and sealed it. This is VOA News. Ousted Catalonia leader Carles Puigdemont is now expected to make a public appearance in Brussels a day after he traveled there while Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Catalan leaders. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting.
Ousted but defiant, the former Catalan Minister of Territorial Affairs arrived at work in Barcelona Monday morning and vowed to continue his duties. But a short time later, he left the building, escorted by police and cheered by independent supporters. He is one of many Catalan leaders facing possible arrest, as Spain's chief prosecutor Monday said he would seek to charge the leaders of the former Catalan government.
For the crimes of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement, and others against the main political leaders of the Catalonian Regional Authority who, with their decisions and acts in these past years, have produced an institutional crisis.
Those charges carry a maximum jail term of 30 years. A judge will now consider the prosecutor's request.
More than 600 asylum seekers are refusing to leave an Australian-run refugee detention center Tuesday, fearing they may be subjected to violence by local residents. VOA's Phil Mercer reporting.
The United States has agreed to resettle some of the refugees from Manus Island and Nauru under a deal Australia reached with the Obama administration last year. In September, 22 men, including those from Sudan, Bangladesh and Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar, became the first to be moved from the offshore detention centre in Papua New Guinea to the United States. It's unclear how many refugees Washington will eventually resettle. In return, Australia will take in Central American refugees from the United States. Last year, a court in Papua New Guinea ruled the Australian-funded camp on Manus Island was unconstitutional. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The leaders of South Korea and China will hold face-to-face talks next week, ending a year of diplomatic tensions over South Korea's deployment of a U.S.-built anti-missile system. South Korea's presidential office issued a statement Tuesday saying that Moon Jae-in and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will huddle on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit taking place in Vietnam through November 10th and 11th. Relations between the regional superpowers turned frosty after Seoul deployed the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Defense System. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.